This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, joined in studio this morning by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you this morning. Give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget as well, you can find Klaus Financial online. Learn more about them at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A fantastic website. A lot of great information about Klaus. They're separate divisions. Also, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. Don't forget that first get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial is not going to cost you a thing. Again, if you have questions, give us a call now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. CJ, Malia, how you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing wonderful. How are you, Sean?
Doing really, really well. Malia, how are you?
Great. The countdown begins. We got 13 days till Christmas. No pressure, Sean.
I know. No pressure. I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part to help out the economy. Not that it needs it, but I'll definitely do my part. Yeah, that late Thanksgiving is really shortened that time span. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we've got some great stuff to talk about this morning. If you're inheriting money, there's things you need to know about. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also take your calls as well at 321-1310. Before we get rolling, though, on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week. Of course, we do the weekly Klaus Quiz Question Week. Let's look at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer to it as well.
Yeah, so last week we changed things up a little bit and thought we'd have some fun with the season. The question was, according to the National Christmas Tree Association, how many Christmas trees were sold in the United States in 2018? And actually, we asked for live Christmas trees, not artificial ones. Mm. Was it 20 million or over 30 million? So congratulations to our winner last week. They had the correct answer. It was actually 32.8 million live trees were sold. And the financial angle on this is people spent over $2 billion for all of those trees. So keep that in mind when you're deciding, is it artificial or real this year? Okay.
I'm going to start investing in pine trees, I guess, more than just the air freshener that hangs in my window.
That's right.
Yeah, but I spent like $70 on my tree this year. We do a live one, Love Me or Hate Me. And yet I was looking at a artificial one, a big artificial one. It was like $500.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would love to know the stat on how much is spent on artificial trees per year.
Well, maybe we'll have to do that next show.
The National Tree Association is happy that CJ announced a live tree.
Yes. Thank you, CJ. Of course, Malia and CJ come to us from Klaus Financial. As we mentioned, of course, the Klaus Quiz Question Week, we will do a brand new one this week as well. Listen closely to today's program. Typically, not only the question, but the answer as well to the Klaus Quiz Question Week comes up during the program. This week, got a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. Your chance to win that a little bit later on in the program. Today, we're going to be talking about inheriting money and the implications of it. So, what do we need to understand if that may apply to us?
Yeah, so what we're referring to is what's dubbed as the great wealth transfer that will occur over the next 20 years. The youngest baby boomers are now about 55 years old, and the oldest are 73. In 2016, there were roughly 74 million boomers, and according to the U.S. Census Bureau, it's estimated that by 2030, there'll be as much as $59 trillion that will pass from baby boomers. Again, by 2030, it's estimated that as much as $59 trillion will pass on from baby boomers. So, listen, I think Malia and I meet with a lot of people who talk about, well, we may or may not inherit money from family members, and we generally start with, hey, let's plan on you not. Right. So meaning like be responsible with your own spending and savings so that you can be financially independent regardless of inheritance. Right. But there is this reality that we actually have a lot of clients that inherit money. And so knowing how that will be treated for taxation, kind of knowing what you need to be prepared for, some important rules of thumb, it's pretty important. So a question people say is, how likely is this that it'll affect me? And then how much money are we talking about, CJ? So obviously you have to look at your own family circumstances to know this, but quite often parents aren't sharing this information. Boomers were notorious for being pretty private people. So according to the Federal Reserve research conducted in 2013, the average inheritance for the wealthiest 5% of U.S. households was $1.1 million, while the bottom 50% received just $68,000, and the middle 45% received $183,000. So with that being said, it's important to understand how inherited money should be treated and, again, how it will be taxed. Now, what's interesting here is that with longevity, sometimes these transfers are occurring for parents who are in their 80s and 90s. And that means the children are in their 60s and 70s. So this would be one of the reasons. There's some interesting topics that come up for us in our meetings with clients, but this would be one of the reasons we say don't plan on it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, listen, if you're 70 years old when you get the $183,000, it's probably not going to dramatically change your life. You're already retired in most circumstances. You're already living out your retirement based upon what you've saved or have not saved. So ultimately, we say don't plan on it. But there's a second topic we bring up, which is for those family members that have done well for themselves or say our clients that are a little bit older, we might say to them, hey, think about giving some to your kids, but actually think about giving some to your grandkids as well. Because for the 20, 30, 40-year-old who has kids in college, right, million things going on, even receiving a $10,000 inheritance can be life-changing for them. So, important things to think about.
Really good perspective there. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for Malia and CJ, love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So I think kind of that the one thing I think a lot of people wonder about is, so let's say I am one of those individuals that do inherit some money, taxes. Do I have to pay taxes on that?
Yeah, I think this is the very first question we hear.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, there's usually some grief involved. I feel really bad that my relative passed away. I'm sorting through that. I found out I'm receiving an inheritance. Malia, CJ, but do I have to pay taxes on it? I mean, that is honestly a big concern. And generally, no. Almost always, no. But it depends. Everything depends. So you'll be happy to know that when you inherit money from a friend or a family member, when we're talking federal income tax, you're generally not going to owe anything on the money you inherit. So instead, the U.S. tax system, the way it's set up, it actually imposes a tax on the decedent's estate, which is the source of your inheritance money, if its value exceeds a certain amount. So we talk about this from time to time, how this federal exemption level has grown and grown. And today, in 2019, the value of that estate, the source of where you're inheriting the funds from, would have to exceed $11.4 million. In 2020, that exemption is going to go up to $11.58 million per individual. What that means is the estate would have to exceed that amount for any of the distributions that come from it to the inheritors, where a federal estate tax would be levied against it. So most of us are probably not going to face a situation like that. Inheritances are not considered income, whether you inherit cash or life insurance or investments or other types of property. But this is the key here. Any subsequent earnings on the inherited assets are taxable. Unless it comes from a tax-free source. So, for example, I inherit property today, date of death, someone passes away, I inherit that property, but I don't get around to selling it for, say, 6 months because I don't need the property. And suddenly, for whatever reason, this never happened in my life, but the market has gone way up in real estate in the particular area where it's located. That gain on that particular investment that I have actually received, I will have to pay capital gains tax on. So again, it has nothing to do with the day I inherited it, but more about if there was any additional gain on it. So any gains are generally taxable, but sometimes there will be losses, and you could also claim losses on those same sales. Another area to look at is income taxes. So if you're a lucky one that inherits an IRA, and that's your, you know, perhaps your spouse or friend has left you, we'll talk about that a little bit later, you may, in fact, as you take those distributions out, because you are required to take required minimum distributions from inherited IRAs, you have to realize that taxes have never been paid on that money. So again, you're not being given a special tax just because you're inheriting it, but rather the IRS is requiring that taxes will be paid on that money to whomever it is received by. So you'll be setting up your required minimum distributions, paying tax according to your own tax bracket as you take distributions out. So just keep that in mind. Inheriting money is usually not a bad thing. Most people find a way to make it help their future, own retirement. And also, CJ brings up a good point. He talks about how old some of these people are that are going to receive these inheritances. We also talk to our clients about if we know they're going to be okay as they work through their own retirement, it brings up the question of perhaps gifting in advance to those children or grandchildren before they pass away. Again, just nice to know that, you know, people could use money sooner than later.
Really good stuff. They're talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website for Kloss Financial, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. If you scroll down to the bottom, the little envelope says Stay Current. That's where you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a fantastic weekly snapshot of things going on in the marketplace. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. So if you're listening this morning, maybe you missed part of today's show, you can always get that in your inbox once a week. If you just get to KlossFinancial.com, sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Also love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with your question. We'll continue our conversation about if you inherit money, some of the important things you'll need to do. We'll hear from CJ and Malia on that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial, online KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Talking this morning, if you inherit money, and I guess one of the big things people then wonder is what's kind of the, if there's one big thing I inherit money that I need to do, what are some of those things? I should say one, but what are some of those things you need to start thinking about?
Well, so as Malia was going through that last section, she did a great job, and I want to reiterate a couple of the things that she said, which is the inheritance itself, unless it's over those federal estate tax exemptions, which are really high right now at $11.5 million, that inheritance is not generating a special tax. Okay. However, the first thing you need to do when you inherit money is assess what it is that you are inheriting. If you're inheriting a retirement account, you're going to pay taxes on it when you pull it out, just like the grantor would have, right? If you're inheriting an annuity, you may have some tax on the growth inside of the annuity if it's not an IRA annuity. Now, if it's an IRA annuity, you're going to pay tax anyways. If you're inheriting property, so here's the long and short of it. Assess what it is that you're inheriting and find a good accountant and or financial advisor. Because I will tell you, we work with many people. I just met with a woman about a month ago who she inherited money, came in and met with me after the inheritance because she finally felt like she could work with a financial advisor at that time. She didn't have much money beforehand, but she met with me after she had inherited the money. I said, well, what did you inherit? It was mostly annuities, okay? So The problem was that she had liquidated every annuity and generated an extra $150,000 of taxable income, which actually took her Medicare Part B premium and shot it up to over $400 a month instead of the $135 that it should have been. And she lost some other, you know, benefits as well. So, yeah, am I getting taxed specially just because I inherit money? No. And that's what Malia was reiterating. But are there taxes to be aware of in the types of assets I inherit? Absolutely, yes. So a few terms to be aware of as it relates to inheriting assets. Term number one, step up in basis. If there's an after-tax stock that has grown a bunch and your parent dies with it, you will get a step up in basis and not pay tax on that. Term number two would be required minimum distributions. If you choose to take that inherited IRA and stretch out the deferral of it, then you're going to have to pay minimum distributions unless you're the spouse. And then finally, the only other term to remember is disclaiming. So when you inherit assets, you actually have a time, whether it be through beneficiary or through your will or estate plan, you have a period of time to disclaim the asset. Now, if you disclaim, it means it becomes part of the overall estate and goes through a default provision. So you need to know what the default provisions are. However, it could be in your best interest if you don't need the money to just disclaim it and potentially have those assets go to your children. Mm. So, wow, there are definitely some complexities behind all of this that you need to really slow down and take a look at. So that would be tip number one, go slow. Tip number two, seek out professionals. Oh my goodness, seek out professionals. And listen, it doesn't have to be us. I'm not trying to just drive you to us. I am just saying, do yourself a favor and find somebody who knows how to treat these things. And then finally, treat this inheritance not as a, oh my gosh, this is money I never had, so I can spend like money I never had. No. View it as though this is money I've always had, and I need to be a good fiduciary of what I've received. Unfortunately, if you pick up $100 on the ground and it wasn't yours, 99% of people will spend that $100 within a day because they go, it's free money. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, people view inheritances the same way. Oh, I don't have to work for this, so I can just blow it. I would encourage you, don't do that. Really slow down and assess how it could benefit your life.
Always great advice. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on the website. Of course, their telephone number, 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment. Again, their number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also find out what to do if you inherit a 401k or an IRA. Some of the things you need to know and need to do there. We'll find out from CJ and Malia next, as well as do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Covered a lot of ground this morning. Don't forget, as always, if you miss part of a program, you can always go back and listen to the podcast. Just get to klossfinancial.com. There's a link right on the website. That's klossfinancial.com. Talking this morning about inheritance, and I think some people say, what about a 401k or an IRA? How do those affect me, and what are some of the things that I would need to do if I inherited one of those things?
Yeah, and so I want to start off by apologizing for those people who think that we're trying to make this really simplistic. We really aren't. Nobody went to school to learn how to inherit money. when this happens to you, again, it can be a blessing, but it also can be like, oh my goodness, I'm frozen. I don't know what to do. I don't know what this means. How should I proceed? And that's why you do need those professionals to seek out that can help guide you, an attorney, an accountant, or a financial advisor. So So we want to reiterate about the taxation potential. And again, we mentioned about the federal tax that should not probably affect most people. But when it comes to states, you know, fortunately, Wisconsin and Illinois, Minnesota, we don't have in this region, we don't have state taxes on those inheritances, but there are actually six states that do. They collect an inheritance tax, and each of those states has their own laws. Those currently are Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Nebraska, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So don't move over there if you're going to inherit money, because those state rates range from 1% up to 18%. So states want to cut when it comes to some of this inheritance. But if you are the lucky person to inherit a 401k or an IRA, what you're likely going to need to do is open up a beneficiary or an inherited IRA so the money can be transferred into the account to preserve its tax-deferred status. Now, why is this a good idea? Well, you inherited the money. You're not forced to keep it in an account. You can liquidate it, but like CJ said, you're probably going to, most likely, many people, they liquidate it, it goes into their bank account, and they spend it. So if you can keep it in a tax-deferred status and you take out the minimum required every year, you will pay tax on the distribution, but it won't hit your income tax level for, you know, all in one big lump sum. You inherit $100,000, you certainly don't want to be taxed on $100,000 of income any particular year. So you'll have to pay income tax as it comes out according to your own tax bracket. If you inherit a Roth IRA, wonderful. That's terrific. You will inherit that. Actually, you won't pay taxes on that, but you'll still be required to take out a minimum distribution. Essentially, the IRS does not want you to hold on to a Roth IRA and pass it on and pass it on and pass it on. They do have their limits, so that's why they require that. So just check with your professional, see what types of accounts you're inheriting, and go slow, as CJ mentioned.
And if anyone wants to talk in private, I've got other reasons why you don't want to live in Iowa or New Jersey. But we'll save that for a different day. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget online the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. By 2030, it is estimated that the great wealth transfer from baby boomers will transfer either A, $30 trillion, or B, almost $60 trillion to their heirs. Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Olive Garden. Again, don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online, klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.